Millions of tourists drive into Banff National Park in the Canadian Rockies every year to climb the soaring mountains, hike around turquoise lakes, and catch a glimpse of some of the wild animals like the grizzly bears that call the park home. But Canada's busiest highway, the Trans-Canada, cuts through this rugged landscape, and the park is home to two towns and three ski hills, so animals traveling into and through Banff have to navigate carefully. There are some solutions. You may have heard of animal crossings. Molly Siegel from WHYY's The Pulse explains.
A bit slippy here with the ice.
Erin Jacob and I walk along a trail in the Rocky Mountains just east of Banff.
As a kid, I remember seeing roadkill and thinking it was how colossally unfair it was.
Today, Jacob is a biologist. We're on our way to look at a pathway designed for animals to safely cross the Trans-Canada Highway. This trail is popular with mountain bikers, dog walkers, and wild animals. As we near a clearing, Jacob stops to look at some scat.
What's that?
I actually usually can't help pass without picking up a stick and picking it apart. But it's a little hard to tell, so there's some seeds in it.
She thinks it may be from a black bear, but there are about 50 species of mammals in Banff National Park. So whatever critter left this scat could have been on its way to the highway crossing we're looking for.
This is just this little clearing.
At a clearing off the trail, we can see the underpass. It's as if the dirt has been scooped out from under the highway, which passes over the indent like a bridge.
We should say a fairly good distance away. We're about 30 meters from it right now.
Erin Jacob says this animal throughway is important, both to keep animals from becoming roadkill and to maintain ecosystems.
Having animals be able to mate, so having healthy, diverse populations of animals mating, it also means having them move through landscapes and disperse nutrients. So an animal like a bear is really important because they help to disperse nutrients from rivers up into the forests and vice versa. That's what ecology is all about. It's having this interconnected ecosystem.
I go for a ride with another biologist, Tony Clevenger.
You know, these structures are designed to be really site-specific wildlife corridors.
He's showing me some of the other crossing designs hidden throughout Banff. We climb over a wildlife fence, which looks like oversized chicken wire, and down a steep embankment to a dark and narrow underpass, a long tunnel beneath the highway.
You could imagine, you know, prey species maybe not being so keen about going through something like this. You know, the visibility is not real good. It's not a lot of light. We know that small, medium-sized critters as well have a hard time going through these because it's, you know, it's completely bare on the bottom. There's no cover for them to get through.
This is one of the first crossings built in Banff in the mid-1980s. Until Tony Clevenger started monitoring them in 1997, no one knew for sure what species were using these pathways to cross the highway, when or how often. Using hair traps, animal tracks, and eventually remote cameras allowed him to see that, yes, animals were using these structures, but use varied by species.
Wildlife use all different structure types, but there were certain preferences.
Clevenger's research showed that cougars and black bears like these narrow and dark culverts that run under the highway. But ungulate species, like elk, deer, and moose, generally prefer to use crossings with more light and visibility. So, when Banff National Park built more wildlife crossings, Clevenger suggested modifications.
From that monitoring, we were able to design structures on this last stretch of highway that meet the needs of the species that are out there.
Now Banff has a few dozen underpasses. The designs are different shapes, heights, widths, and lengths. And then there are the overpasses.
These overpasses now are 20 years old.
They look like tree-lined bridges.
Now, these big structures are by far the most important.
That's because their data revealed that while male grizzlies used any route possible to cross highways, breeding females, moms with cubs, almost exclusively used the bridges. To maintain genetic diversity and the future of grizzly bear populations, those breeding females need to feel safe crossing highways.
These are very wide structures. They have good visibility. They are the most natural type of structure. You know, some people call these landscape bridges because they look just like the landscape.
Tony Clevenger has taken what he's learned here in Banff across North America and the world. So if you find yourself cruising through an area like Banff, think of another world of animal commuters taking the bridges across and the underpasses below. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Siegel.
And Molly's story comes to us from WHYY's health and science program, The Pulse.